Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An angry Donald Trump left Manhattan criminal court today. After a long day of testimony in his hush money trial, he lashed out at Judge Juan Merchan. Mr. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, told jurors in detail how he and Mr. Trump arranged to pay adult film actress Stormy Daniels not to go public about her alleged affair with the former president. Jury selection began today in the corruption trial of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. The New Jersey Democrat and his wife are accused of accepting money and gifts in exchange for favors to foreign business people. Residents in Baltimore were told that it would sound like lightning or fireworks. Not long ago, a series of controlled explosions were used to bring down wreckage from the Key Bridge. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down 81 points, NASDAQ up 47. This is ABC News. The nation's largest airlines are suing the government over a new rule concerning certain fees. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Claiming the Department of Transportation's attempt to regulate private business goes beyond its authority, Airlines for America, which represents the country's biggest airlines, along with Alaska, American, Delta, Hawaiian, JetBlue, and United, are suing to stop a new rule requiring airlines to tell consumers up front what fees they charge for things like checked bags, a carry-on bag, or for canceling or changing a reservation. The airlines argue consumers are well aware there are ancillary fees and they shouldn't have to be openly disclosed up front. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Melinda Frenchgate says she'll step down next month from the foundation that she created with her ex-husband, Microsoft founder Bill Gates. She says the charity is in good hands for the future. She adds it's also now time for her to focus on her next chapter of philanthropy. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Oral arguments are today in a state Supreme Court case that could bring absentee ballot drop boxes back to Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allowed for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerk's offices. The August primary is 3 months away. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County met for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front after President Biden's visit last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Are you ready to get money? Join the City of Park Falls Parks and Recreation, Park Falls Fire Department, and the Shawangunk School District on Saturday, June 22nd to push through the mud and muck. This 1.5-mile muddy trail is fun on your own, with a group, or with the family. Proceeds will go to Old Abe Memorial Park, the City of Park Falls Fire and Rescue, and the Shawangunk School District Athletic Department. The race will be held in the fields and trails behind the Park Falls campus of the Shawangunk School District.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the crew losing to the Cardinals 4-3, missing out on a chance to complete a 4-game sweep. The Cards able to snap a 7-game losing streak thanks to a much-needed home run by veteran Paul Goldschmidt, who has 1-for-34 so far this month. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's hard to beat a major league team 4 times. Any of these 30 major league teams, it's hard to beat them. The day that Goldie breaks out a little bit, hurts us. Koenig did the job we asked him to do, but you got to have more than that, you know, to beat a major league team on any given day.
College basketball, Sundance Wicks is one and done. A year ago, Wicks was an assistant coach at Wyoming, hired by UW Green Bay in his first head coaching job. He turned the program around, winning 15 more games. Over the weekend, Wicks met with Wyoming and emerged as their new men's head basketball coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. K Kevin Leroy Braun of Fond du Lac at the age of 59 passed away peacefully on May 7th at his home in Clam Lake, Wisconsin. Kevin is survived by his loving wife of almost 39 years, Lisa Braun, by his brothers, Tim Braun and David Braun, further survived by his brother-in-law, by his children, Jake Braun and Sammy Brock. He is further survived by his grandchildren and by his mother-in-law, and he leaves behind a legacy of nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and many close friends. Private memorial service will be held to honor Kevin's memory in lieu of flowers. Those wishing to honor Kevin's love for the great outdoors are encouraged to take a moment to enjoy the beauty of nature, as he often did. This has been the funeral notice for Kevin Leroy Braun, Fond du Lac, and Clam Lake.
Teddy Elaine Sleck, age 69, of Lugerville, passed away suddenly on May 3rd, 2024, at home with her family by her side. She is survived by her mother, Marion Sleck of Phillips, six siblings, Maureen Krause of Marshfield, Judy Sleck of Phillips, Pat Flickershog of Whitehall, Richard Sleck of Phillips, Zelda Harsh of Phillips, Billy Sleck of Minnesota, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family burial will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Teddy Elaine Sleck, age 69, of Lugerville.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimskern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Fast Tracks Excavating in Phillips has been doing business locally since 2005 and is a proud supporter of local community events and a Logger United Sports Booster sponsor.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. the answers coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s with a few frosty patches. Then we're back into sunshine for tomorrow. A nice day with highs in the mid 60s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, some rain developing, cooler highs near 60. Currently, it's 66.
Brand new country. I was up on a
Q Country.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98 Q Country. Show with Greg Anderson, 98Q Country.
James was smoking. First thing it's on, you'd keep Show with Austin here on 98Q Country. Before the break, we were talking about the Brewer bus trip, and I mentioned that the remaining total of seats is in the handful range. I stand by what I said. I just confirmed it is indeed only 7 seats remaining. So I don't believe we are planning on adding seats once those 7 are gone, unless all of a sudden another 50-some of you want to express your interest. So that said, we've got 7 seats remaining, and that is happening almost 2 months away, all the way in July. So people are planning ahead. If you've been thinking of signing up a little bit on the later end for that Brewers bus trip from 98Q Country, now is the time. Like I said, Brianna has left the office for the day. I could write your name down. You might just want to stop into the station tomorrow, if at all possible, or give us a call during normal business hours, 8 to 4, 715-762-3221, to reserve your spot for the Brewers bus trip. You've got me for a little bit longer, bringing you more country music until the Brewers indeed swoop in to play the Pirates here and use our airwaves to send you the beautiful game info. All that good stuff here on 98Q Country, your home of Milwaukee Brewers baseball and of other sports too, but nothing else is in season. I was looking just today, actually, the choice was made for the season opener of the NFL. It's going to be Ravens at Chiefs. Should be one heck of a great season opener. It might be an absolute smack if one of the teams isn't conditioned as well. Things like that do happen. But every indication is that that should be a high-scoring season opener for the NFL this year. Let's not get distracted, though. MLB this evening will swap over after just after 6 o'clock. I will be saying goodbye, and then we'll be hopping over to Brewers and Pirates baseball. Kane Brown will help us get there in the meantime with some assistance from Thomas Rhett and more here on 98Q Country.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Today's best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
From today's biggest stars.
98Q Country.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two? Make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made?
Show with Greg Anderson, 98Q Country.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin and complaining weren't allowed at Mama's house. If every night said had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mama's house.
And right now, from Tyler Hubbard, we are 98Q Country, and on such a beautiful day as this, what better time to remind you about Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice. They are blooming with color, open for the growing season. Stroll through their two beautiful temperature-controlled greenhouses filled with a large variety of plants, including the Casia popcorn plant. The leaves smell like movie theater buttered popcorn. Smell other beautiful flowers, a bit more traditional perhaps, and gaze at over 600 hanging baskets displayed above you. Proven winners, annuals, perennials, succulents, vegetables, herbs, bedding plants, and marigolds available soon. Enjoy delicious Cedar Crest ice cream. Sit out on the beautiful Tangered Butterfly Terrace, surrounded by flowers, and listen to a babbling brook. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is open every day except Wednesdays, 8:30 to 6. Located off of Highway 8 East, Cemetery Road in Prentice, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. And did I mention they have ice cream? Chris Jensen's up next here on 98Q Country, guiding us toward the top of the 6 o'clock hour. More country music until that time and some updates on news, other local messages. But after the 6:05 mark, we'll be hopping over to the Brewers as they play the Pittsburgh Pirates this evening. 98Q Country, your home of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. And of country hits and classics, Chris Jensen is up next.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by North Country Veterinary Clinic and Four Paws Pet Resort of Park Falls and Phillips. Committed to providing the best care for your dogs, cats, pocket pets, birds, and exotic animals.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s with a few frosty patches. Then we're back into sunshine for tomorrow. A nice day with highs in the mid 60s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, some rain developing, cooler highs near 60. It's 65 right now.
Today's hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
Show with Greg Anderson, 98Q Country.
Songs. That was George Burge, and I am out of here. That's my time today on 98Q Country. Thanks for hanging out with me. I've been Greg Gunderson coming from the 98Q Country studios, and now I must make way for the Brewers playing the Pittsburgh Pirates. We've got the pregame here at 6:05. That means I've got room for a couple more country tunes for you. Jason Aldean will be up next, and we'll get an update, I believe, from the Civic Media News team, maybe even ABC News. Don't hold me to it. I know we get a little derailed here sometimes. Whatever is happening when the Brewers broadcast starts will be cut dead, so don't hold me to any of this. What I will say, and can promise, is I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with me today on 98Q Country. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Being stuck in a bad timeshare can be overwhelming, straining your finances, your health, and even family relationships. I know because everyday families call us for help, stressed to no end because of a timeshare they were misled into buying and can't even use. Some people even get second jobs or come out of retirement just to pay for fees that go on forever. I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help good folks out of bad timeshare deals. And our mission is working. To date, we've helped over 40,000 families achieve timeshare freedom. Give me a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free exit info kit. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929.
Save big money on plant protection supplies. Now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Do It Best Phillips Lumber and Hardware. We have over 22,000 items in stock, and we have everything you need for all of your projects.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms. Belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
You don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s with a few frosty patches. Then we're back into sunshine for tomorrow. A nice day with highs in the mid 60s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, some rain developing, cooler highs near 60. It's 65 right now.
All of your favorite country music.
We listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Size. No, I didn't feel a thing when you threw that ring and slammed the
see be some.